Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Beautiful day. Happy Saturday morning. Thank God. We have an exciting show today. I'm hoping that it's good to you as it is to me, especially writing it. It was absolutely wonderful. Such revelations. First of all, I just want to say, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of motherhood and for the wonderful gifts of our daughters. As mothers, we seek your guidance for our children, and we ask you to grant us wisdom, strength, patience, faith, and love to help us raise your children according to your will. And Father, we ask that you create in us the willingness to dedicate ourselves to our children as we dedicate ourselves to you and our children back to you. We will be careful to give you the glory as our Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I just thank you. It is such a wonderful opportunity. I mean, every Saturday morning I get up and sit here at the computer, I just think, wow, what an opportunity just to be able to speak to mothers and daughters with the possibility around the world. Again, for the newcomers that are coming on, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I am your host here on Blog Talk Radio, where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships and to have an honest conversation. That is the most important part of it. It's just to have an honest conversation, because I truly believe if you can't have an honest conversation, then you're just wasting time. You are using valuable tools as your words for an endless result. You will get nothing, certainly nothing of value, if you're not having an honest conversation. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today, all the listeners. As I say, usually on the radio, is that I ask you to go and call your mother and daughter friends and ask them to join us, to come to the round table. You know, sit back, it's Saturday morning, relax, have a cup of coffee or whatever is your favorite morning drink. We're on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to us via your cell phone or house phone. You can call 347-539-5078 and simply click 1 to join the conversation. Or you can go on your computer and go to www.blogtalkradio and click on the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. That will give you an opportunity to listen to the program via the Internet as well. So as you're doing your work, you can listen. I prefer that you listen and write and take down the notes, because I'm hoping that you'll get some revelations from the Word. Our stimulating topic this morning, I was just so excited in writing it, like I was getting stimulated as I wrote. Every word that came out of my head onto the paper, it stimulated me in some way. And the topic is the hidden thought of a mother's feelings of unworthiness and how it affects her daughter. And as you know, and for newcomers, I'm always speaking from a mother's perspective to the daughter, because it's our responsibility to help our daughter become the woman that God, the godly woman that she's supposed to be, that virtuous woman. And how do we do that? We have to speak from a mother's perspective in order to help them to see and to feel and to grow into that beautiful godly woman that she's supposed to be. So we're going to go through a couple announcements, and when we do that, then we'll get back to our topic. Let's go here. We are looking at partners. We have so many things going on now. It's such an exciting period. I am so excited. I tell you, all this week was like popcorn. Things were popping up everywhere, all kinds of blessings, all kinds of opportunities. Just be ready, be ready, be ready, be ready. Because what you're doing now, you're planting seeds that we're going to walk into next year, the year after, the year after that. And I'm beginning to see some stems coming up out of the soil where seeds were planted. And I just can't wait to the fullness of the harvest. But, you know, patience. It's just going to be a little at a time. You don't want it all at one time. So we are looking for partners to help us get the mission out. We have several different things that we're doing. So when you become a partner with us, you're coming on and saying, I appreciate the mother and daughter relationship. I understand the value of the mother and daughter relationship, and I want to be a part of that mother and daughter relationship program. I want to be able to help someone else. I want to be able to plant a seed into their life, you know, because if you want to help another mother and daughter, you need to be able to plant a seed into their relationship. Because, you know, seeds return after their own kind. You can't harvest apples from an orange tree. You've definitely got to be able to plant apple seeds. So when you're planting apple seeds, you're going to get apples. So when you plant a seed into the life of a mother and daughter, you're going to get what? The harvest in your mother and daughter relationship. So think about that. You know, we plant, we want to have these relationships, but we need to plant the seed so that you can get the reward from the relationship. That's how it works. And that's, those are not my words. Those are God's words. He said, you know, a seed will return at its own time. You definitely can't plant it and expect something else because you're not going to get that, okay? So just think about that. And when you're looking at your relationship with your daughter and that's what you want, then we have fertile ground here. We're doing programs that I'm hoping that would be very beneficial to you and every mother and daughter that comes on. So become a partner with us. Go to our website on www.mmother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org, mddn.org. There's a big red donation button there. Click on that and you can make a donation. We appreciate that. Or if you have any questions about anything that we're talking about this morning, you can simply call me at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. And I'll be glad to try to answer any questions that you have. Again, the topic this morning is the hidden thought of a mother's feelings of unworthiness and how it affects her daughter. For the newcomers, again, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host, and I'm excited to be your host. I'm honored to be your host, and I thank God for choosing me to be the host of this program and the overall concept of healing the relationship between mothers and daughters. I can't think of a better thing that I'd want to do. I want to invite you this morning to please go and visit my new website. It's www.drbessie.com. That's drbessie.com. And browse around and look at some of the upcoming workshops, some of the training programs that we have if you want counseling. You don't have to engage in a long-term counseling. Sometimes people just want to talk something out, and it may be just a one session. It's fine with me.
Website. You can send me your thoughts, look on the contact page, and send a thought of what you want or your phone number, and I'll give you a call back. I want to thank Kimberly Larkin Robinson. Kimberly is the force behind the Dr. Bessie website, and I thank you, Kim. I love it. Don't look at the picture too hard, you guys. You know, that's a substitute picture. And I'm going to take some pictures, but I just didn't want to wait another weekend because I didn't have the picture I thought I should have. And not that vain. So, you know, those who know me know me. Look at it, critique it. If you think there's suggestions that you have that make it better and improve, please, by all means, send me your contact. If you would, forward the website on to as many of your friends in your database. All right? Thank you for that. The International Mother and Daughter Faith Crusade, September the 10th, 2011. Got some exciting news, We have the National Professional Business and Women Network that is joining forces with us. We have several churches, and I won't go through the whole list, but I want to thank the National Professional Business Organization. They gave me an award last Sunday as the Professional Woman of the Year, and I truly appreciate that. It was a wonderful event, and if you are a businesswoman, you definitely want to go out there and you want to become a member of the organization. Such a warm, warm organization. And here in South Florida, we have a beautiful lady that is the president of the what they call the Broward County Business and Professional Women's Network. I was honored, and Mrs. Ann McPhee Warman is the president here in Broward County. Beautiful lady, gorgeous smile, and even had the governor, Mrs. Juanita Miller from Charlotte, North Carolina. And we knew each other from past, 11 years ago. They had a beautiful program last weekend, and I was given an award, and I thank them. From that program came many connections. It was their 7th annual Founders Day Scholarship Luncheon, and a young man got an award for college. It's a good program. It's a good opportunity to help a young person get to college. So I wanted to say that because I want you to think about if you're running a business, then you want to connect with other business women. The other thing that I want to talk to you about is the Cinderella Ball, which is November the 12th, 2011. It's getting close. It's getting close. Pull out your favorite ball gown. Be creative. And go online to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, mdbn.org, and sign up. You know, we have, and in fact, I take that back. Go to the website. We have an event. Mother and Daughter Bonding event site, and I'll give you that exact site site later. You can go there, and you can start paying for your tickets now, so you don't have to wait to November and you have two or three daughters, and you know you can just start paying a little bit along and along. And then on the 13th, we're going to leave, and we're going to Jamaica. It's going to be a beautiful trip. We've had some conversations this week where women are saying, can I bring my husband? Can I bring my husband? Yes, you can. It just won't be a part of the actual workshop, but, you know, there's plenty of time to have fun. So if your husband want to come, I don't blame him. You know, you want to come and make sure that your wife is secure, and, you know, you don't want to send that beautiful woman out there by yourself. So I understand that. We are working with you. For more information about anything, you go to my website, drbessie.com, and click on events. And if you see where it says upcoming event, click that on it, and it'll take you to all of the other events. All right? I want to thank all the ambassadors for the hard work and diligence for the programming that we're putting on. I want to thank the Crusade Committee and the Vision Board Committee. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And I thank every mother and daughter for getting up this morning and coming to the round table. Again, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and the topic today is the hidden thoughts of a mother's feeling of unworthiness and how it affects her daughter. Our show this month is being sponsored by Virginia Lee Palmer, who is a correction officer at Rikers Island for 15 years. I mean, she's a small thing with a lot of power. To be an officer at Rikers, you know you've got to be correct. So she's a karaoke lover, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Virginia, for sponsoring us this month in honor of your mother, Mrs. Dolly Virginia Palmer. All right, let's get into the meat of the program today. We're talking about the hidden thoughts of unworthiness and how it affects door. A lot of times people say, well, how does that affect the daughter? Yeah, how does it affect the daughter? Because as the mother, whatever you're experiencing and you're living in the same household, whoever's in that household is going to feel the effects of your thoughts, even though you may not be aware that they're feeling the effects, because there's a transference of energy from thoughts to thoughts. You know, you thinking, they don't know what I'm thinking, and they may not know exactly word for word, but they know from thought to thought the energy level. They know when you're happy, they know when you're sad, they know when to get out of the way. Everything is being measured by the level of energy that is being transferred through your thoughts to someone else. So, when you heard the topic for today, what was the first thought that comes to your mind? Now, I'll repeat the topic, the hidden thoughts of a mother's feelings of unworthiness and how it affects her daughter. And what was your thought? Did it remind you of a hidden thought of unworthiness that has been living inside of you for years? Now, we keep in mind now, we are mothers and daughters with an honest conversation. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to get on the radio and tell me. You just be honest with yourself. Or just you simply thought, yeah, I don't have such thoughts. You know, I know that I am worthy of all things. True that. Yes, you are worthy of all things through Jesus Christ. But do you really, really believe you are without the grace and mercy of Christ in your heart and soul that you're worthy of all things? And that's just a thought. Because usually that's the thought that cripples most people, because they really don't believe that they're worthy. Now, only you know the real truth. However, there are many mothers out there that don't think that they're worthy. And therefore, those thoughts affect their daily lives. Now, a hidden thought of unworthiness is a killer. That's a killer. It's a killer that lies in the root of your thoughts. And when I say the root of your thoughts, you know what that means. It's deep and it spreads and it will kill the body. Then how will it kill the body? Because the body cannot fight against an evil thought, because that your thoughts is where your power lies. So as those roots run through your body, you have to be careful what you are sending down throughout your body, through your thoughts. Because every decision you make is measured on that thought in your mind. Unworthiness. Killer. Now, where did that killer thought of unworthiness come from? Where did that come from? You know, when you were born and you were sent here and you were given to your mother and placed in her arms, fresh, full of love, blessed, cleansed, unblemished, clean place. Now, where did the thoughts of unworthiness come from? Was it the words from your mother's mouth that created thoughts of unworthiness? Was it the lack of attention that created the thoughts of unworthiness? Was it abandonment? Did you feel like you were abandoned somehow? Someone left you and you had to deal with unworthiness? Were you told that you couldn't do something? Or were you told that you wasn't smart enough? Or that you wasn't pretty enough? Or why can't you be like your sister or your brother? Or that you're just too fat? honestly, it's just ugly. I know those things may seem hard in some way, but let me tell you, over the years, I've heard it all. And you think, how can a mother tell her child that she's ugly? Well, believe it or not, they do. And say it with all sincerity. And those are words that create seeds that manifest the thought of unworthiness. And that unworthy thought will start to grow. And it will grow in your mind. And it'll keep going. And the rips from it will go through your body. And if you ever see somebody walking with their shoulders bent over, their head down, the confidence is going, just gone. They just barely can look up at you. Those are symptoms of unworthiness. I don't believe I belong here. Well, I'm not dressed like they're dressed. Are they looking at me real strange? You know, so I'm going to hold my head down. And maybe they won't notice. That's a killer. Think about it. Unworthiness is a killer. It will rob you of your life. It will rob you of your dreams. It will cripple you. You might as well just sit in a wheelchair because it will take all that you have to maneuver in your life because unworthiness is a killer. You heard of the killer whale? This is a killer whale. It's out to get you. Now let's look at what is unworthiness. Unworthiness is the quality of state of lacking merit of value. It's a quality in which you think you're lacking merit of value in something. It is a feeling of inappropriateness, the quality of being not particularly suitable or benefiting in a certain situation. It's a sense of unworthiness. It's a sense of trapped. You are trapped into a thought that will not allow you to go but so far in a circle, in a 360-degree circle that is around your body, your mind. You can only go so far because you're trapped within the thought of unworthiness. Now, you won't tell anybody, I don't feel unworthy. And those are things that most people just keep to themselves. But see, your body and your actions and your behavior will dictate that that's the way you feel. You know, the unspoken words that comes out in the way you walk, the way you hold your head, the way you speak, the confidence that you have in yourself. It says, I'm worthy. I believe in me. So think about it. Unworthiness means self-doubt. You will doubt yourself. You'll believe that you can't do something because you've heard those words before. And Afro-Americans sometimes think, oh, I can't do it because I'm black. Come on. If you see one other Afro-American succeed in something, then it's not because you're black. It's not because you're cultured. And I'm just using that because I'm Afro-American. But every culture has their own self-doubt theory. So it is this sense that blocks the beauty of the soul from expressing itself in your daily life. Unworthiness will block the beauty that you have. You have a hidden beauty inside of you that God has just planted a seed, just waiting on you to discover it so that you can live and you can blossom and you can see all of that that you dream of in the night when you're there by yourself. It is this sense of block of spontaneous. Spontaneous. That's a word. I'm trying to get it out. But as my girlfriend said, you know what I'm talking about. It keeps you from being creative. It keeps you from loving someone completely because it will block your sense. You you don't think you're good enough. Someone want to love you. You don't think you're good enough. So then you'll miss the love of your life. Your creativity, you have wonderful ideas that can take you into the land of the good, that can make you do the things that's living inside of you, the creativity, but you say, no one is going to buy this. No one is going to believe me. This is the doubt that will stop you from developing your spiritual path. It is a doubting voice that says, you know, I'm deluding myself if I think that I have what it takes to make a difference. It is the word from the voice of an evil spirit that comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And that brings me to a conversation that I had this week. I was privileged to be invited to watch and listen to one of the ladies that work with me in Ambassador. She does some volunteer work, and I went there. Beautiful group of women, and that was a part of the discussion afterward that she and I had. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And her question was, why is it in that order? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that today as I add that into this conversation. Just to remind you, there are two spirits now. And you must know that in order to comprehend this whole conversation. There are two spirits that, as a human in this world, you must encounter. One is the Spirit of God from whom all good things come. The other is the evil spirit from whom all your bad things come. So, you know, there's a race for your soul. Who's going to win the race? Who are you going to side with? What team are you going to play on? But that's why we have the will to make choices. God is such a good God, he could have just made us really attentive to him. But no, he opened us up and said, you know, I'm going to give you a choice. You can go to the left or you can go to the right. You know, you make the choice. Love me if you want to. I will not make you, even though you are made from me. So you can't make a choice if you only have one spiritual presence, right? You got to have two things in order to make a choice. So those are your two choices. Now let's get back to the doubting voice. It is the word from the voice of the evil spirit that comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Now I know sometimes when you're talking about evil, people don't want to buy into that, or the devil, and they think it's voodoo, it's wicked, and all this kind of thing. But I'm simply repeating things that's in the Bible. So what I'm saying, check it out. Check out how many times the words are listed in the Bible on the devil. So if you believe any part of the Bible, you have to believe it all. You must believe it all. So that is which the text in which I come from. So the devil comes to steal your words. Now, you say, steal my words? Yes, he does. Because he knows that the power against him lies within your words, which gives you the power and authority over him. And you say, I have that kind of power? Yes, you do. Keep in mind, we're made in the image of God, so therefore now, you know, with that image, we can do the same thing. So he created the whole world by speaking a word. So the devil is afraid of you and your words. He can't beat you when you speak the right words. So therefore, he wants to put doubt in your belief, in your own words. That's how he can steal your power. Once he steals your power, you will begin losing your confidence in your words. Then he'll start controlling you through his words. He'll make you believe that the words that you are hearing within your own head are your words instead of the words that he's placing in there. He projects his image into your mind through that creative thought. Now he's inside of your head, and he's controlling you with with your own power. He's using your mouth to do his work. And I want you to get this, because you have the power. Every word you speak, it gives you power and authority. Every word comes back. It will not come back void. It will come back according to your word, because you're made in the same image. So when you're not in control of your power, you will lose confidence in your words, and you don't have the ability to control your thoughts. Now, I'm talking to mothers. And mothers, I want you to get this, because not only for your daughters, you may say, well, my daughter is grown now. You still need to get it, because then you've got grandchildren, and you're going to have great-great-grandchildren. It's never too late. We're going to start right now, this moment, and change. We're going to take control over our words, and we're going to exercise our power, and we're going to take back our thoughts. Now, that kind of devil kills your thoughts by stealing your words. Then he sets you up for the finality, to destroy your belief in God. Because if he can do that, he has you on his team. And he'll make you believe that what you thought was your word, which was his word, as the truth. Because he has what? He has switched roles with you. He's now controlling your mouth. He's now saying things that you are not in control of. Now, an example, have you ever said something and the word came out of your mouth, and just as the word coming out of your mouth, you're like, oh, my God, where did that come from? Boom, you can't take it back. It's like a bullet is being shot, and you can't. You want to take it back, but you can't. Now, you tell me, if you were in control of your words, those words would never have come out of your mouth. You get a drink. You've seen people that said, oh, man, if I hadn't been drinking, I wouldn't have said that. No. He knows what you like. He knows if you are a sexual being. He knows if you like cocaine. He knows if you like alcohol. He knows if you like gossip. He knows these things. So, therefore, he's going to use that, and he's going to create words that fit into those molds that create a thought in your mind and make it into your reality. Now, that's the beginning of your conversation with the devil. As long as he can keep you talking with him, you won't have time to have a conversation with God. And that's the key, mother, to raising this godly mother, is that you got to have a conversation with God. Because if you don't have a conversation with me, you don't get to know who Dr. Bessie is. You will always be, well, they say she is, or I read about her, but I've really never had a conversation with her. So you really don't know me. That's the same thing with God. If you don't have a conversation with him, you don't know him. You can't go by what your pastor say on Sunday morning. Any good pastor would tell you, I'm going to teach you, but you go get the book and you read it for yourself. Because when you're reading it, you're going to have a conversation and God will speak to you. You will get your own revelation. But see, the devil knows that, and he knows that you're on a time clock. He knows that you only have a short period of time here. So his job is to keep your words embedded within his conversation so that you will find it hard to talk your way out, because he's going to keep you so busy. He's going to keep you busy because he knows if he can make you feel unworthy, you're going to measure everything that everybody else does on that. You're going to feel like you're undeserving. You're going to feel pitiful about your life. You're going to feel that you're unfit. You're going to feel that you're not good enough. You're going to feel ashamed of some past behavior. You're going to feel like others don't like you. You're going to feel like other people are talking about you. You know, those are the conversations that he can lock you into that will keep you from growing, keep you from being the person that you were sent here to be. You're not here just to be. You're here to accomplish a mission. And the only way you're going to get that mission, Mother, is to get into a conversation with God. Why am I here? What is it that you want me to do? And get out of that conversation with that evil spirit. Mother, just think, if you're feeling anything in any way about the symptoms that I just spoke of, it is a warning. And I say symptoms because a symptom is something that we can get rid of. It's a warning. It tells you what's to come. It will let you feel something. It's telling you. So all of that unworthiness and all of those things are symptoms, just as any other symptom that you have. Now, the warning is this. These symptoms may be transferred if they come in contact with your daughter or other close family members, co-workers, friends. These symptoms will have an effect on them. Now, how do you avoid these symptoms? There is a medicine that you can take. Take one or more doses of the Word of God by reading at least one Bible verse a day. It'll start dissolving. Now, if the symptom still occurs and you feel like you don't see anything, because you remember you're in a conversation now and somebody's going to say, oh, that's not working. Come on. You believe Dr. Betsy? Get a life. She don't know what she's talking about. Come on. They don't know you. She don't know you. She don't know what happened to you. She don't know how they treat you. She don't know your mother left you. She don't know you were raped. She don't know that someone stole from you. She don't know you were beaten by your husband. She doesn't know all of that. So how's she going to tell you? Trust me. These symptoms, if you still feel these symptoms, after you start reading the Bible verses, increase the dosage from one or more Bible verses a day. We're going to go to the chapter. Do one or more chapters a day. It's like when you go to the doctor. The doctor says, start off taking one of these tablets and see how you feel. And if you start feeling better or if the pain doesn't decrease, then increase to two tablets and see how you feel. Because what he's trying to do is to release the symptoms. And what I'm trying to do with you this morning is to help you release the symptoms of your thoughts of unworthiness. And in order to release that, you've got to put more and more, you've got to take more and more dosages. And then that's going to help you get into another conversation. And I guarantee this. You know, my daughter says to me sometimes, you like to say you guarantee. Well, I'm going to guarantee this. If you do this, because God's word is good, if you do this for 30 days, I guarantee you the release of the symptoms will decrease, and you'll begin to take back your power and your authority and start living according to the word of God. And as he says in 3 John 2, which is my favorite, be loved. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Because you'll begin, each time you read those words will begin to live in your soul. You'll begin to look at your daughter differently. You'll begin to look at your husband differently. You'll begin to look at your friends, your coworkers differently, because then love will stop growing. Those words will create seeds and plant love. And out of love, you will begin to heal the relationship between you and your daughter, which will start a process of roots going into the family, which will heal the relationship of the family. Now, those are the words that I give you to strengthen, that will give you the strength to fight, to take back your power and your authority. Get out of the conversation with Satan, because you can't make it there. If you want to live and you want to go and develop the dream to be as creative as you know that you're sent here to be, then get in the conversation with God. Get your power and authority. Take control and take back your dream. Thank you for listening. I'm going to open up the line and see if anybody wants to join the conversation with me. The hidden secret. The hidden secret. You know, it's one of those things that will kill us, because it's one of those things that we won't share, we won't talk about. Even in therapy, people are afraid to admit that they feel unworthy, because we pretend to be so many things to so many people that we've actually fooled ourselves. You've gotten your subconscious mind so diluted with falseness, pretending to be so many people, but it's all to hide your thoughts of unworthy. Good morning, 954. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. This is Sandra D.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Oh, good, good, good. Listen, I just wanted to say that good message today, because I used to feel the same way, that I wasn't good enough in a lot of areas growing up. A lot of bad things happened to me, so it took me a while to strengthen my faith and go to therapy and all kinds of other things to make me feel like I was worthy, and that I used to feel that nobody wanted me, actually, because of some of the bad things that used to happen to me. But now I'm getting stronger and better every day as I go on. So great message this morning. It just keeps me to let me know I need to keep going.
Yeah. Just look at a thought, and you got to kill that thought. And how you going to kill that thought? You want to kill that thought by keeping the word in your head. Just keep reading. Keep something that you read, read, read. It will build you up. It will build your confidence up. And then, you know, because we can't change what has happened to us. We'd love to, but you can't. So
right.
We have to learn, and not only you, just about every woman that's on this, gentleman, whoever's on this program this morning, we can all go back and look at things that have happened and feel that and see the effects of it. But you don't have to stay there. Once you kill that, your life will blossom, because you have to know that if he steals your words, then he steals your thoughts, and it's going to be hard. You got to take it back, and you got to know that through Christ you can do all things, and that you are worthy. You are worthy,
right.
and you're built to be successful.
Right.
All right? All right. Thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning. Anyone else want to share this morning? We're talking about unworthiness, the spirit of unworthiness. I guess you don't, so I'm going to keep talking, because I know that someone out there is feeling the effect, and I know that, and I thank the young lady that called in. I know you don't want to get into what all happened, but I felt you. I know that you're still dealing with it. I could feel that as well. So we'll work on that one-on-one. You have my number, and I would like to do a couple sessions with you just so that we can get the start looking at the root of the problem and putting some type of delusion just to dry that out so that you will not have that problem. okay? So when we're talking about that, I'm going to keep going because I don't want to sit here and just have out of time. If you want to talk, you're talking. If you don't, we keep going. When you're talking about being unworthy, the sad thing about it is that it affects your children. And then your daughter, once she gets it, she will take it into her family because we turn into our mothers. And our mothers, you know, they mean well just like we mean well. They meant well at the time when they were raising us. We mean well at this present time. And your daughter will mean well at her present time raising her daughter. But we still have that same thread of lack of confidence. I don't know if we can make it kind of a thing. Or we've been poor all our lives. Every kind of excuse, but really getting into the real deal. And the real deal is that you have to change your conversation. You have to change the conversation that you're having. You have to watch your words. You have to realize that the words that you're speaking, are they your words? Are they the words of someone else? Because it's so easy to take on words that are not our words. You know, if you notice on television, they'll run the same commercial, and you watch the children. They will say those jingles word for word. They will believe it. You watch a cliche. A person will come out with a saying, and all of a sudden everybody's saying it. And they believe it because it has a stigma behind it. It has a meaning. And then even it gets from the teenagers, then you hear the grown people saying it. You know, talk from the hand. That was a big one. That used to really get to me. What does that mean? Talk to the hand. And you see grown people, talk to the hand. Yeah, just stuff that we will pull on. Those are things to keep you from actually getting into the real word and the word that is manifesting through you as to who you are and why you are here. Stop jumping on every bandwagon. Stop trying to be hip. Start looking at the words that you're speaking. What value would it add to my life? Is it adding to me or is it taking away from me? Now, that's a measuring point. If I'm doing this and saying this, will it take away? And it's not easy because, as most of you know, you're here with me on Saturday morning. You know I like to talk. So I have to be real careful when I'm speaking to people because I talk a lot. And with that, I mean, I got words coming out left to right. So I'm always being mindful and hopefully not offending anyone when I speak. So I'm always saying, you know, if I did something, if I see the behavior in someone that's different than the last time I saw them, the first thing I'm going to say is anything that I've done. Because you never know. Sometimes you say a word and that word will go out and that word will hit someone's spirit the wrong way and you not realize that and you move on. And all of a sudden, you've done some damage. So we have to be mindful of what we say. Okay? 336, if you could just click it again, I will come back to you. We have, let's see, 336-745-745. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to add regarding being feeling unworthy that a lot of times we don't realize that the feeling of being of feeling unworthy is, like you said, it's an evil, it comes from the evil forces, from our adversaries, certainly not anything that God has placed in us. And it is more than likely just the outside forces of trying to live up to other folks' expectations. One of the things that we learn, hopefully we learn earlier on, that you can never please man. And if you're always trying to live up to someone's expectations or even compare yourself to someone else, that's really the same thing. when you're doing that, then you always fall short because one day the bar is going to be here. The next day it's going to be a little higher. And then the next day it's going to be a little higher. Whereas with God, he has already equipped us to do what he's called us to do. And when we realize what that calling is, and we're operating inside that calling and not outside of that calling, and we're understand that the expectations that God has for us, we are already equipped to meet, and that's all we need to worry about, then that whole feeling unworthy thing is solved. Because, you know, we need to be delivered from people and understand that once you're delivered from people and what they say and what they think and what they expect, and, you know, when you get delivered from that, you really don't have a problem with feeling unworthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good thought. That's a good way to come at it, because it is. We are a lot of times spending a lot of time to impress other people. That's when I was talking about that image. You know, one day we this, one day we that. You know, are we doing it from our hearts and love? Are we doing it because we want somebody to like us? And, you know, where we go from here and what's the next bar and the next bar? And I call it the popcorn effect. You know, one day you're just popping. Just pop, 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 pop. Because you're not really in control. And if we are delivered from impressing people, trying to impress people, and trying to get the approval of people, I would say more importantly, then, you know, even our families and our friends, because whenever you do that, they are going to expect more. You get that, they're going to expect more. So if you please God, everybody else should be okay. You know, and I thank you for that.
That's right.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
That is the essence of it, you know. And we live in this world, and it's not an easy place to live. Trust me. We all know every day we are faced against something to live. That's why he says we live in the world but not of the world, because we are always faced with some kind of trials or tribulations to get through. But see, that's the test. That's the test. You have the free will. You can decide on what you want to do and whose side you are and where you want to be. You can be whatever you want to be. 347, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. How you doing?
I am wonderful. How you doing today?
I am doing good. I'm enjoying this the lesson that you're giving today on the hidden thought of mothers feeling unworthiness. That really touched home. So I was just there listening, taking notes, writing, and me and my girls that we always get together and I say analyze your topic every Saturday. We talk about it. I know we'll be talking about this one today. Mm-hmm. It is very important to know what God's plans for your life. And if you know God's plans for your life, I think it would be much easier to deal with this topic with your daughter, your sister, coworkers, church members, and stuff like that. And they also have a website when you want to know your spiritual gifts. You can go to www.churchgrowth.org, and you can find out what the purpose and what the plan for your life through God. But I just want to say I really enjoy this. I'm taking notes, and it touched me. And I just want to thank you, and I just want to say I appreciate you getting up every Saturday and bringing us fantastic topics that we can use and go through the week, topics that we need, and we can go through the week, and we can carry on our lives as mothers, daughters, sisters, mother-in-law. I just say I see God blessed on you, and I just hope and I just pray that you keep up doing God's work, and I know you will, and I see the spiritual growth in you since I even started, and I see the spiritual growth in me and your ministry, and I just want to say thank you, and thanks for giving everybody this opportunity to listen, because you are really an intelligent and woman. Thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you. To God be the glory. And I say that honestly from my heart. You know,
sometimes, you know, people say you get up on Saturday mornings and, you know, of course, I could be that lazy bug, want to lay down in the bed on Saturday morning or want to get up and go to the beach or, you know, I don't even think of things like that anymore. I get up and 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, what are we talking about today? I get excited. I am so excited now about getting up on Saturday morning. I don't think of anything else. I just feel now that it has grown on me to the point where I look at what an honor. What an honor to be asked to do this. And I truly enjoy it. And what makes my day when people like you come on and say, you know, that they appreciate it, that is all the pay that I get. I get all my blessings from God. But, you know, just to know that it's helping somebody is more than enough. And just to know that you all are sitting around and talking about it and discussing it means that I plant a seed and you all are going to water that seed, because we all have that spirit of unworthiness. Even myself, you know, I have to go in there and I have to really put something on there. You know, like they say, you take gas and kerosene and you mix it together and it'll kill the root of grass. You know, I have to mix that up sometime myself. Oh, no, you don't. No, you're not. You're not coming up in me. You know, I don't care. I'm going to take control of this. You're not going to steal. So we all deal with it. So don't think that I'm talking about a topic that is just pertaining to the audience. We all deal with it. God would not give me a topic if he's not teaching me. I just don't believe that. I believe that because I get such revelations when I'm writing it. And I'm like, wow, oh, thank you, Lord. You know, so I'm being elevated. I'm being blessed. And it just does me well to hear when you're blessed. So I thank you for sharing that with me. I really do. And I appreciate you coming on Saturday morning. I know it's not an easy thing. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you, callers. We have a few more minutes. I just want you this week to just try it, to try taking over your conversation, to try listening to what you're saying. Write it down. Look at the words that you use the most. And, you know, if it's one word that just seems to just fly out of your mouth and it seems like you have no control on it, write that word down. Look at that word and speak to that word and say, you know what, I'm going to stop saying you. I'm not saying you anymore. And if it slips out of your mouth again, you say, no, I told you I'm going to stop saying it. You just keep saying it, and eventually that word will leave you. You have that much power to take over. Now, some people like to curse. And people say, oh, you know, I can't help myself. It just comes out. Well, I know better, because I used to curse. And, you know, when I decided I was going to stop cursing, I stopped. So cursing just don't come out of my mouth anymore. And now when I'm talking, it's like little words. You know, we use little words and think they're not cursing, but they really are. And I noticed once I made up my mind and said I'm not going to do that anymore, they don't come up to my mind. Very seldom. And when something comes up, I'm like, oh, no, you don't. See, that's putting gas and oil on that word. You're stopping it. So we are human. We have a spirit living in a human body here on earth. So we have to learn, how do we make the best and get our spirit back to which it came, back to the hands of God. I thank you guys for listening today. I appreciate it. Pass the word on. And this week, just tell somebody, I appreciate you. And I could see that you're worthy of my appreciation. Make them feel good. Make them feel good. Share the story. Have a blessed week. I love you. And talk to you next week. Bye-bye.